Well, hello, welcome to the English programme with me, Steve. It's Monday, indeed, 13th of December, and this is quite interesting because we have, on the one hand, we're broadcasting live online via Ustream, because we like to, when we can, sometimes we can't, technically, because things decide to crash and everything, but when we can, we like to sort of do the live broadcast and record it, and then upload the recording as a podcast, as an audio boo, whatever. So we're doing this, we're sort of trying to have our fingers in as many pies as possible. Christmas mince pies, by the way. You have to tell me, while I remember this, what your favourite brand of mince pie is, because I'm a big fan of the old mince pies, and when we go back to the UK next week, I will be, well, let's just say I'll be breaking records on how many mince pies a person can have in 1 week. Okay, so mince pie people, you've been warned. Now, so we're doing this broadcast live. As I speak, we're going out into cyber land. We're doing this with the Ustream page. We're also doing this as an audio boo. So depending on which type of listener you are, hello to you. Audio boo. It's quite, I like this. All this sort of doing stuff live. It means if you make a mistake, there's nothing you can do. Nothing at all. If you make a mistake, you can't go back. You've got to stick to what you've done. You've got to make your bed and sleep in it. Or something like that. Right, well, let's have a look on this day in history with the Beatles. Okay, a few things happened here. December 13th in 1961, the Beatles signed with manager Paul Epstein. In 1964, George Harrison had lunch with US President Gerald Ford at the White House. I wonder why. And in 1976, Wings Over America was certified gold by the RIAA. Not too sure who the RIAA are. Too many letters and things there, I think. But the whole sentence, Wings Over America, that was the album, I assume, 1976. And that's it for On This Day in History with the Beatles. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what's going on there? I don't know. It's like, you know, I'm going to go for a walk because I can. Like, you know what I mean? Okay. You can contact us, as always, Steve's Radio Show. Oh, I've not done that for ages. The sound. It didn't work. I was hoping to get a proper one. Didn't work. I hate that. You have to sort of practice it first and then do it properly. Ah, that's one of the disbenefits of doing this thing live. Okay, never mind. But you can contact us, Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com. If you want, you can ask a question. Steve, what on earth are you talking about, old chap? But I'm not too sure you'll get any answer because the old chap is completely eccentric and has lost the plot. This is the English programme. Oh, by the way, I've got to get used to this, you see. The problem is, we're recording this, so I've got to stop the recording any second now, but I have to keep in mind that we're also broadcasting live. It'd be terribly embarrassing if I started acting like I was off air, you know, saying things, doing things, when I'm actually still live, so I have to stop the live broadcast. Cheerio!